going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, man. Powered by Scotty's Vodka. DMV made, amazingly smooth, and loved everywhere. Brian?
Yeah.
I had a question for you. Phone lines are open for questions for you. But I got this one via social media that I thought was really pretty good and really pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
It's from our boy C-Dub, 1906. Curtis, that always listens. My Ask B. Mitch Anything question was, where were you when you found out you were drafted? Who called you from the team? How did you celebrate? Did you cry?
My eyes sweated a little bit. I was at my apartment.
I thought you were at your parents' house.
No, I was at my apartment.
In Lafayette,
Louisiana. And then I left from there, went over to, after I got drafted, I talked with Don Bro. He was the running back coach. He called me and said, we're going to give you a call back in about 5 to 10 minutes, and then I talked with he and Coach Gibbs.
Did you have to stay at your apartment because you had to be near a landline, right?
Cell phone. I had my...
I
had that big cell phone back in 1990. Yep.
That doesn't surprise me. You're like a tech guy and guy.
As soon as they started selling them, I had one in my car, believe me.
I
went over to this place. One of my buddies' dad, one of the guys on the team, his dad owned his little bar called Pete's. And we went into Pete's, and the night just started up, and it went for a long time.
I believe.
Yeah.
When did you talk to your father?
It was immediate.
Coach called you, you called him?
Yeah, on the way to the bar.
What was that like?
It was cool. You know what? Dude, I got drafted.
Was everybody's eyes sweating during that conversation?
I don't know if I don't think he was crying.
What about your mom?
He was just telling me how proud he was. Both of them said how proud they were. But, my dad said, I always tell people, you get drafted, that's easy. Now you got to study. He said, now you know the work starts. And I said, yep, I'll start tomorrow, but tonight I'm about to have some fun.
Landfill, is it at all surprising, knowing Brian like we do, that his dad said, getting drafted is easy, now the work starts on the day he was drafted?
Not at all.
To understand people, you got to understand where they come from.
That's the military mindset,
that is
baby.
Definitely where you come from. All right, let's hit these phones. 800-636-1067. Tim is in Manassas. Timmy, fire away, dude.
What up, Tim?
Hey, guys. It's Jim from Manassas.
How Jim, how you doing, bro?
Shout out to Jeff.
You sound like Tim. My bad.
It's all good, man. Good to talk to you boys again. So my wishes for tonight, I'm hoping they trade. Last night, first off, I want to congratulate Josh Connerly. Welcome to D.C. I was hoping last night we would trade and get some more picks. So I'm hoping for that, as well as some defensive picks. But I do have a question for B. Mitch into this. Actually, Mitch, anything. Obviously, we had all that success last year, the best I've seen. But for us younger fans, this is uncharted territory. We had all this success. We made it to the NFC Championship game. But I'm just worried about the team chemistry because obviously we have a lot of new players. And I think what's different from, you know, this as compared to back in the old days is like there was no free agency. So you had a lot of the same core that aged out, but you had the same core. So my question to B-Mitch is how can that chemistry sort of be stay consistent year after year, you know?
Well, it's your core. You know what I mean? They did have free agency. They had Plan B free agency. So you still had new people coming to the team every year. You had rookies and you also had other free agents coming in. But the whole thing about it, if you have the proper core, and I think that's what leads your team. You know, yeah, the coach is going to do their thing and, you know, the general manager and all trying to pick people that fit, that they think going to fit. But it's the core that's inside the locker room that's going to basically run it. And when guys step in the locker room, they're going to be looking to see how things are run. You know, yeah, you hear all these wild stories, but not many guys walk in the locker room and say, to hell with everybody, I'm going to do it my way.
Right.
No, they walk in the locker room and they try to see how this thing is run. What's going to go down? And if things have worked right, and I'm sure Bobby's going to be doing some of that stuff. You know, Jaden does it. Mikey's going to be doing it. I think that you'll have it fixed because guys come in and they look at the guys who's been around,
Terry.
Who's had the success. Terry is definitely one of those guys.
Luvu.
They see those guys and they begin to try and follow them. And I believe the same thing will keep happening.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. There's a lot of hard, hard workers in that room that don't have time for the BS. And they're not like, they're not actively seeking it out to like, nobody's looking to like run you out because you're not buying in. Everybody's like, yo, what's up? Come on in, but you better be ready to go.
Yeah, because like, listen, man, one thing that players understand, you have a right to be you.
Right.
As long as it don't affect us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every player wants that same respect to where, I can be me as long as I'm not causing issues. So if you're a guy who likes to play your music, you play your music. But when you step in into a community place, you got to slip it off.
Right.
You got to step back a little bit.
Totally.
When you step out, and then guys that don't like to talk to everybody, you don't have to.
There
but
are
we
dudes
gonna,
that
when
are,
we come to work, we're going to work.
There's dudes that are into like the fashion, and then there's dudes that just want to wear jeans and a t-shirt.
There you go.
And nobody has beef with the other for what they're doing,
yeah.
But nobody's also judging the other for what they're doing.
Because I think it's a misnomer where fans think that everybody's just exactly the same way and everybody do the same stuff. No. It's just like when you go to the work, there are people at your job that you don't see eye to eye with, but y'all see eye to eye when it's work time.
Sure.
So it's the same thing in our locker room.
Greg is in Fairfax. Greg, what do you got for B?
First of all, I got no problem with our draft pick last night. Anytime you can find big body people with those skills, you can't pass them up. But if we could, I would prefer us to get an edge guy. Let me preface my recommendations by saying I mostly watch SEC football. So if somehow Nick Scorton from Texas A&M or Landon Jackson from Arkansas fell to us, I think that'd be great. If we couldn't get an edge, I like the idea of adding to our cornerback room with Trey Amos out of Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was no one highly ranked on our boards at either position as a sleeper, we could do a whole lot worse for as a weapon with Dylan Sampson, the running back out of Tennessee.
Yeah, he can play. I think there's more picks coming. Talked about it. Thanks for the call, Greg. What do you want to see tonight? As of now, they only have one pick. There's two rounds of drafts and comp picks at the end of the third. As of now, Washington only has the 61st pick.
And I'm going to tell you, just like I told you before, if Adam Peters decides he wants to try to move out and then go back, I'm cool with it. If he decides that, this guy fell in our lap, he's the highest on our board, and he takes him, I'm cool with that. A lot of the names that the guy just named, all those names came up last night as we were talking about stuff. You know, Logan is big time on it too. But if those guys are not on Adam Peters' radar, sorry. You got to move on. You were the one, first one said, you say, what we need is to get a GM and then let him do his job.
Yeah.
And you said, that's the number one job. And ever since then, I said, we got the right GM. We got the number one guy that everybody wanted.
It was the one dude
and
I wanted.
And he's been doing his work, and I've seen him have success. After success, after success. I'm not questioning him. You know, yes, I played ball. I think I know some stuff too, but I don't look at nearly enough stuff to question what those guys in that room is picking. Not at all. So I don't think they're going to go out there and – now, listen, to some people prior, they didn't have success. So that gave us even more authority and power to question them. These guys are having it, so we got to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Is there specifically like a position you'd like
I'm
to see?
I'm looking for
an
edge rusher. I'd rather an edge or something. Listen, I said it a week or two ago. If they went offensive line, defensive line, the whole draft, I would not have one problem with that.
Let's go to Scott in Haymarket. Scott, what up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, man?
Good, good. I just had a question for B. Mitch. I know this is after his time and everything, but how much do you think that players in today's game, just athletes, professional athletes, read social media, read comments on social media, look at tweets, even go as deep as reading Instagram comments and everything? I kind of wanted to get your thoughts and see where athletes' heads are in today's space.
I think they read it too much. I think they read it all day. I think everybody in all aspects of society today read it too much. You know, I would. People always say they don't care, but they always react to what somebody said. So if you're reacting to what somebody said, you actually care. And I tell people all this. If you are not in control of your own feelings, don't read any damn thing.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes, sir,
absolutely. Listen, man, these dudes, back in the day, people said, I don't read the newspaper. But they always had a comment about the story that was in the paper.
Always.
So right now, it's even more accessible. You have to go get the paper, or it has to be delivered to you. If you go outside, go get it, bring it in. Now, you're just walking around in your phone going ding, ding, ding all day if you got your little sound on it, and you're reading every damn thing that people say. And as Doc Walker always say, why the hell do you care about people you don't even know what their comments are?
I completely agree. What percentage of athletes do you think have a burner account nowadays? I know there was a story a little bit ago about Kevin Durant and a couple of professional big names having burner accounts. What percentage do you think of athletes?
I don't know the percentage, but I think a lot of them probably do.
Here's what I can tell you.
You think it's,
what the percentage – hold on. The percentage of athletes that have a burner account – is the same percentage as people that have one. Like, we think there's this delineation. Like, they're just people with an Instagram or a Twitter. Like, you got accountants and insurance adjusters and attorneys. They have burner accounts. I bet the numbers are damn near the exact same.
Probably so.
Interesting. Very interesting. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Take care.
But to his larger point, hell yeah, these dudes are on social media. But people say that towards athletes with this, like, dismissive.
But everybody is.
Everybody's on it.
Listen, man, all you do, I just tell you this. Just go scour social media one day. You got housewives on social media. You got husbands on social media. You got business people on it. You got people that want to get some attention. You know, there's people showing all kind of stuff on social media. So they basically say, hey, I could just post it right here, and I don't have to go around looking. So all kind of stuff out there. So athletes do it. They try to act like they don't. But a lot of them, they are too heavily involved with worrying about what someone thinks about them that has no bearing on nothing in their life.
100%, man. I think, so I don't do this very often, but just for the sake of this purpose, I don't know what constituted – I don't even know if this is talking about me or someone else. I just searched my name on Twitter. Someone named Cassandra Detweiler 13 hours ago wrote, J.P. Finley is such a nasty hoe.
For real?
Yeah. Shout out to Cassandra Detweiler. Hope you're all right.
Turns out you found my burner.
There was that one account, like, just J.P. Finley sucks. I wonder if there's a B. Mitch, Brian Mitchell latest. Although Brian Mitchell there's probably a lot more people named Brian Mitchell. Yeah, there's a
B. Mitchell. You know one thing that you and I both know? The real Brian Keith Mitchell could give a damn about what they say. One finger salute to you all.
That much,
have fun and take it home with your rotate on it.
I just
Just saying.
The rotate on it.
Kinda, I do not give a damn.
Kind of got me.
I'm not going to go look for it. So have fun with it.
All right.
Say what the hell you want.
I do think at some, like I've said this before, I think sometimes we get caught up in like, oh man, what are athletes doing? They're doing the same stuff most of us are doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's just everybody
they
looks
do
at
what
them
society does. It's just
through a different prism.
But they're put on a pedestal. They're put, and when they do something, people, oh, I can't believe. I hear people all the time, oh, an athlete did that. When a judge and a damn lawyer or a doctor or a priest does it, you don't say a damn word. Why is the athlete more harshly judged than those people who take oaths about doing stuff?
Right.
You know what I mean? Give me a break with that crap.
If any of the boys in the aquarium have a question for B, fire away. Right now we'll go to Brian in Fredericksburg.
What up, B?
A little B on B question asking.
So I'm asking B. Mitch, I'm going to be heading down to New Orleans and Baton Rouge and wanted to see what a good local spot that had some good food down there.
I'll be honest with you, just about any place you walk in going to have good food. You know,
the locals and not the big chains?
Don't
and
do
all?
The big chains. Try the locals. If you're in New Orleans, I'll give you a spot where they got a lot of different things. Deanie's is a little spot with a ton of things. Mulot's has a lot of things for it. You'll have, if you want to try Commander's Palace or Acme Oyster Bar, Drago's, all those places are going to have great food. And now Drago's is in Baton Rouge, Lafayette, wherever, all over the state.
Also,
all right, cool. Appreciate it.
Hi, man.
Palace Cafe is an easy one to get into. I think it's right there on Canal Street. A lot of these are harder to get into. Palace Cafe, you just go walk, sit at the bar. They have this crab cheesecake joint, which is
just look, man, I'm serious.
It is hard to just
the more
go wrong.
Of a hole in the wall it looks like, the better the food is going to be. Just think, you can just think about grandma in the back cooking the food for you. That's all it is.
Yeah, I don't disagree. It looks like Landfill is in position to ask B. Mitch anything.
Oh, my Lord.
I have a question, B. This is not completely ridiculous. If you, you know, after the Commanders draft all their players and they get them all in here together, if you were going to give them one piece of advice, what would it be?
Get off of social media. I'll tell people like this. Until you are adult enough and mature enough to be able to see somebody that says something negative about you and you're not offended by it or it doesn't make you move a certain way, if you can't do that, stop reading it, stop looking at it. Like now, I can laugh at it big time. I mean, I used to come here every day, y'all know, telling JP about stop letting people bother him.
I largely have.
Yeah, I'm saying, but you weren't at first.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, I would tell every guy, like, do that, to hell with that. But if you, I just want you to go back and look at time spent. So I want people to do. Look at your time spent, screen time, on your phone. And it'll tell you that, you know what, you're looking at the damn phone too much.
Well, dude.
It is ridiculous the time you see.
One of my favorite parts about being out west for spring break was, I mean, the flight to and from California with a six-year-old is kind of damn far. Mm-hmm. But being out there and just the time difference, it like forced me to unplug a little bit more because I was missing games because we're at the pool, right? Mm-hmm. And then by the time I have time to look at my phone, it's midnight on the East Coast, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to sleep. It mm-hmm. was just kind of pleasant.
See,
I'm not always going to unplug, but no, like it's nice to unplug for a portion.
The algorithms on these phones basically manipulate your mind into making you do what they want you to do, and you're not doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, they know what you like. They know. Hell, I told you the other day, CK sent an email, and right prior to him, I was talking about stuff. The email was exactly what I was talking about at home. And then I started getting all these. So people are going to try to make you do what they want you to do. And all of us think we have total control of our minds. No, you don't. Damn phone is running you. AI is running you right now.
This is a question from PJ Minley on social media. He says, if you're in the side of the team facility that has lobster and steak, would you bring some over for JP?
If JP would have asked me, I probably would have tried to hook him up.
I
but he didn't ask me.
He was unaware.
I told you.
I was eating Paisanos.
I told you.
Which was great.
Before what they had over there.
I was unaware. No, is from a random social media user.
No.
This is from PJ Minley.
No. That's from JP Finley.
It's from PJ Minley.
When I was walking inside, I told JP Finley what I was going to get to eat, and he never said, man, try to give me some.
Well, that would be rude, but the random dude on social media suggesting it's a whole different matter.
Nah, but I'm not going to just offer. If I tell you what it is and you don't ask, that means you don't want it.
Who did you think of that three pack of skill position guys, Abuka, Hampton, and then Golden, that all went within like five or six picks? Mm-hmm. Who do you think is in the best scenario?
Green Bay, Golden.
You think? Just Jordan Love?
Because he's going to be on the field immediately, and then he's going to become the number one option because my man always hurt.
Watson?
Watson is always hurt.
Mr. Randy Watson. Here's what I can tell you about somebody that's never hurt. The Orsman Automotive Group of Virginia. They've been selling cars in this area for over 100 years. With that kind of track record, you know they're doing something right. I'll tell you what I could use from Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Mm-hmm. A damn car wash. I drive a black 4Runner. It is yellow or green, whatever the color of pollen is, mm-hmm. That's what I'm rocking right now. I could use some rain, Doug Kemmerer, but mm-hmm. If you need a new car, check out Orsman Automotive of Virginia. They got 7 locations all over Northern Virginia, from Alexandria to Chantilly. All the makes, all the models, the best selection, great deals, and financing. And don't forget, they've got a tremendous selection of quality, certified, used vehicles to choose from. But more than anything, they've got that Orsman Lifetime Edge.
Yeah, they want to make sure that they take care of their customers. So that Lifetime Edge gives you up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes. JP, you already get that. You just don't go. With every scheduled maintenance, loan of cars with every major maintenance, and a lifetime engine guarantee. And if you're trying to sell your car, you need to take it to Orsman because they will give you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value. Other people try to give you less or maybe a little bit over. They give you up to 125%, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy, just like JP and I. We're two beyond satisfied Orsman customers, and let's ride together.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hustle, pay the price. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Peter Rosenberg usually joins us on Thursdays. We asked him to join us on a Friday today so we could react to the Commanders' first-round pick. Lavelle, I just started laughing at myself. What was the song when you were trying to mess with Peter you were playing instead of that? Backstreet or something?
I swear, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been Backstreet Boys. Yeah, who knows?
I swear.
Peter, Peter, what's up, man? Thank you for joining us, dude.
Hey, listen, I'm happy that I'm not busy today on an episode of Hot Take, and I can be here with you guys.
Our friend Peter Rosenberg joining us now. He's literally everywhere, from WWE to ESPN, ESPN Radio, Hot 97 in New York, about 100 podcasts. Thank you for making
Currently Orlando, by the way. Currently Orlando.
I saw that you're there. Are you there for Beyonce? Why are you down there?
No. Beyonce's tour starts in 3 days, you idiot.
Sorry. I'm kind of close.
No, you're close. I have WWE Evolve tapings. We do our tapings here in Orlando.
Oh, okay. So you and your wife are going to Beyonce this weekend then?
No, we're actually going in New York. We're actually considering D.C. She's playing D.C. on July 4th, which sounds pretty appealing, honestly.
And then your parents could watch a baby, right?
Exactly. So we're considering that. But no, we're probably going to see her in New York in a couple weeks. But that thing that I posted, the tour starts in like 3 days.
Okay, gotcha.
So I was just celebrating with the fellow Beehive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, so let's start here. I know you don't love the lead up to the draft. Well, how do you feel now, the next morning, that the Commanders decided to continue to build around Jaden? They took a tackle out of Oregon that evaluators and people that know this kid, I mean, there is nothing but good things coming out about
no bad stuff about
Connor.
Him.
I hate to be this bore, but like. I told you guys this last week. I've been saying it on my radio show all week. Like when you have a GM you trust, you just sit back and let it go. I'm sitting here. I'm going to have the Giants and Jets fans sell me on why this draft is going to change their teams. I'm not going to believe any of it. The Jets went out and drafted a offensive tackle to protect who? Justin Fields or like the next quarterback who's in sixth grade right now? the fact that we're in a place where we're just doing the stuff you need to do when you have a team that's actually kind of built is pretty awesome. And so, yeah, I love the pick. Obviously, I know nothing about the kid except for what I read this morning, but I am here for it.
So I wanted to ask you specifically then about the Giants. And I recognize you're in Florida, but you're going to be on the air on ESPN New York in just a few minutes. I really like the Abdul Carter pick. I thought that was the obvious pick at number three. I think he can be a real impact player on the edge. Then they trade back up to go Jackson Dart instead of Shedeur Sanders. I was not surprised, based on everything I had heard from folks around the league over the last 10 days or so, that New York really liked Dart. But how do the fans up there feel? Is this thing split? Is there support for it? What are folks saying?
Well, I think, you know, one of the reasons I make fun of the draft and call it lying season is because it's just, you know, people just start following trends. Well, what's everyone saying this week? So I think everyone's going to be fine with it because I think the current feeling of the moment was that Shedeur Sanders isn't the guy. Oh, and Jackson Dart is the guy. Like, I'd love to know how many of those people were talking about Jackson Dart all year. But from my early sort of research, which is essentially my group chat for the show.
Are they all Giant fans?
Half.
Okay.
And they were excited. They, like, considered this, like, a win for Shane already. Like, they felt very good about this move. Not only Dart, but the fact that they were able to get potentially a generational defensive player and then jump back in and get a quarterback. I think the combo has people very excited.
I want to see if they feel like that when the season starts, though.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. All of this.
The absolute dumbest thing that I have seen from some Giants fans was pointing out, hey, the last time we took an Ole Miss quarterback, it worked out pretty well. I don't think a lot of people are confusing the prospect of Eli Manning with the prospect of Jackson Dart. Not that I don't hate Dart. I think he might end up being a good player. I just think people got to chill with some of these comps, man.
Oh, yeah, of course. People are out of control, bro. This is what they do, though. This is the season for it. And that's why I'm not the biggest – that's why I'm ultimately not the biggest fan of the draft, because I went back and was looking at our last several drafts, and woof, there was a lot of stuff to not be excited about.
Sure. A lot of big misses, dude. What do you think about Shador sliding? Are you surprised?
Again, no, because all of these people are so bandwagon, and that started being the conversation over the last week. So, like, to me, it didn't feel like a surprise just on account of it's all about where the trend is going. Now, I personally, as you guys know, I'm no college football expert, but obviously everybody with a pulse watched Shador Sanders play. I was never blown away by Shador Sanders. I just wasn't. I wasn't blown away by his arm strength. He's a bit of a statue. I thought the number retirement was absolutely ludicrous.
That's ridiculous.
And you know, I found it hilarious that Deion's response was the only reason this is is being treated this way is because his last name is Sanders. And I'm like, no, sir, that's the only reason he's getting his jersey retired.
Right.
Like, he was not a generational college quarterback. Like, I, again, I'm not the biggest college football guy, but I'm quite aware when someone who's, like, changing the scope of college football as we know it,
like his teammate, Travis Hunter,
but see,
did.
I don't think
Travis Hunter did all that.
He did, but I don't think every quarterback coming out of college that gets drafted in the first round is that person that you're describing.
I'm not sure Dart is.
I don't think Dart is. I think Deion being involved with this has caused more issues than anything. And I think the kid is being treated a certain way because they know Deion is not going to back down from saying what he needs to say about anybody. And that seems to be – he's attacked in a different way than most people would be or have been over the years.
So I don't disagree with that. And by the way, my point was not to say that, like, he shouldn't be drafted. I would think that he'd get drafted somewhere. It's just to say that, you know, it's a double-edged sword with being a Sanders. And I really feel like if people believed he were generational at this moment, I don't think the Deion thing would be such a big deal. But I think they see him as a bit more of a project. And because he's a bit of a project, Deion doesn't feel worth it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe it's not that. I think what you said about the arm strength is my biggest concern, too. I just don't know that he can throw an out against against pro corners. It's
at least 10 people in the league right now that can't throw the out.
Totally.
Pro corners. And they get chances.
And by Thanksgiving, it'll be half the league.
Yeah.
When guys start getting injured and everything. There aren't enough good quarterbacks. I don't discount that.
The bottom line is I'm not crying today about Shador. He's going to have a job by tomorrow. Like, yeah, he may not be drafted as highly as he would have thought he should be, but the bottom line is he will have a job tomorrow. I've got other things to cry about. Like, me seeing people post about it, like it's some sort of deep political issue that Shador Sanders wasn't drafted. Like, there are other things going on in this world, guys. Rights are being stripped away from human Americans day by day. I can't cry over Shador Sanders today. I can't.
It's remarkable the type of reaction it brings. And we see quarterbacks slide all the time. Like, this one just feels bigger than that. I don't know. It's a serious question for both of you, because I thought about this last night. Roger Goodell comes out on the bicycle, which I thought was kind of odd.
Clown.
Okay, so this is exactly why I want to ask. What every commissioner just gets booed like crazy every time they're anywhere publicly.
Uh-huh.
Why are we still booing Goodell? And I'm saying we royally.
I think normally you got to depend on certain cities that boo him all the time.
What is Green Bay mad about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I think that speaks to what I'm saying. Like, I think in the case of Goodell,
he doesn't care about the fan as much as he care about the owners, and I think fans know that.
He's a big time. All he is an owner pleaser. We know that, but that's okay.
It's
that is a job, right?
but
to me,
but that's what he meant.
But he's just a tool. Like, He's a 66-year-old man jumping up and down and dapping up 19-year-olds. You are a tool, like an overachieving.
60 mil a year.
By the way, where it says DEI in the dictionary, should be a picture of Roger Goodell, an upward ascending dude whose talent is what? Like, tell me the talent of Roger Goodell. He inherited a
Doug,
league.
He is good at deflecting questions. I got Dikembe by him one time. He is good. He can deflect the hell out of a question.
But I mean, listen, like there have been commissioners who really deserve to not get booed. You know, like there are guys like David Stern who came into a league and changed it, right? And like really were able to like do something different. Gary Bettman in the NHL. Now they still get booed. But in the case of Goodell, I think it's a league that can't fail no matter how hard it tries. It's the greatest, most insane business ever. And
dude,
he has
grown
like a nozzle.
Doug, he has grown the NFL's bottom line probably 10x. I think
this is a natural thing that was going to happen, whether he was there or not.
That may or may not be true, but he's still there.
Yeah, he's there, like, but it's not all because of him.
Pushing international.
What year was his first? What was his first year?
I think he's in like as close to his. I don't know. Let me look that
I'm
up.
I'm going to tell you, right?
Getting to 18
Paul Tagliabue put this thing on a trajectory that no
it's
matter
correct.
Who you put in place, it was going to succeed.
The Tagliabue was the one who took this league to a completely different place. And Goodell got to be, in my opinion, the talentless blowhard who was sitting there next. And that, and then when you see the way he carries himself on the stage to me, that sums it all up. Like the riding in on the bike and the daps and the hugs. Like, my man, you're 66 years old. Be a face of professionalism. I just find him to be complete corn pone.
The bike riding was a little much. Peter, we'll let you go, man. I know you're busy. Thank you for making time for us on a Friday.
Wait, did Goodell's office call? Hello?
No. he's been commissioner since 06, so just about 20 years.
Hmm? I could have done that.
You know, he grew up here before he moved back to New York.
Where did he go to high school? That could be very telling.
I think he went to school up there or like a boarding school or something.
My guess is Whitman. All right, I'm out.
His dad was a U.S. senator, but I believe he went. My guess would have been Prep, not Whitman. But I think he went to school in New York, Bronxville High School, according to Wikipedia.
Damn it!
Sorry, buddy.
So he wanted to go to Whitman.
That's the BCC in us right there. All right, thank you, brother.
All right, Pete.
Later, boys.
All right. That's Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we got to wrap the show up. Make some bets, baby. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, The Fan. If you're looking for something to do this afternoon, I got a plan for you. Grant and Danny are going to be live at Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly all afternoon.
I might stop by.
That's right by your house, isn't it?
Yeah.
What time you got to be at the park?
4:30. I might stop by and give me a Pupatella Pizza.
Get two. P.J. Minley's asking. I might go by Wegmans. I've determined Wegmans is my most likely stop.
Well, I gotta meet this PJ Minley.
The Commanders gave us food last night. It was Paisanos. It was banging. I ate a lot. I probably you know what I did eat too many of last night?
What?
They had garlic bread and I never eat it.
I knew I was smelling something today.
I think I said to Nikki, I was like, dude, I need some gum. Like, luckily, we weren't going into the locker room
or anything. He was telling you about yourself.
Yo, Osner.
He's not lying, though, bro. I've had some reporters come in and say, can I ask you a question? I want to say, can I give you some gum?
Correct. Correct. I always try to be cognizant when I'm going in the locker room, especially, like, post-game when you know it's going to be packed and you're, like, 4 inches away from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of your breath, Toby. Let's make some bets. Landfill wasn't ready for me.
Holla. Gather round.
White Brian.
A little aggressive with that. Hurry here first.
White Brian again wearing pink today. B. You know what that means last night.
Two nights in a row.
He's got his pink cup with him. It's a good week to be white. Yo, you know what it must have been. Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart got things moving at the White Brian household. Baby, we got a quarterback, and I'm ready for bed. All right, White Brian. Anybody win a bet?
That's why that person told you you were nasty as hell.
B-Mitch won the week. I also did not realize how much pink stuff I owned until I started working.
Whoa, out. Pause, dog. Want to see my Jackson Dart? All right.
Hey, don't ignore what he said that was most important.
What was that?
B-Mitch
how much
won
pink
the week.
Stuff he owns?
B-Mitch won the week.
Okay.
Again.
Congratulations. Also, for what it's worth, B-Mitch is wearing pink today.
I wear pink all the time.
I'm just saying.
It's common for me to wear pink.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying.
Caps predictions tonight, boys?
Win.
Yeah, Caps winning.
Win.
All we do is win, win, win.
White Brian hesitant to make a pick here. Kind of a hater.
4-1 Caps.
4-1 Caps. That's kind of the go-to number these days. Bleep it. 4-1 Caps. Let's go. Goal predictions.
I'm going with Ovi tonight.
Logan Thompson, empty netter.
I'm also going with Dubois.
Listen.
Wait. What did you just say?
You could tell a kid got laid twice in a week when he's calling for a goalie to score an empty netter.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess Brian said, I won already. Here, yo, I don't care.
Jackson Dart in there. All right, last one. Who's the pick at 61 predictions? This is difficult. This will not be
an edge rusher.
You will not be judged.
It's going to be an edge rusher. I don't know who, but it's going to be an edge.
Landini? Logan Thompson?
I need a DB.
Ooh.
DB season. Their DBs suck.
White Brian? Their DBs don't suck.
They got rid of the one that sucked, fool. What you talking about, Landfield? The one guy that sucked
the
is gone.
The DB from Eastern Carolina? Carolina?
Yo, if that hits.
Siobhan Revelle?
Yeah, I picked that in my mock draft on Monumental Sports. So I'd be thrilled with that. I like Oladejo. Our guy Marcus Washington was on the other day, said one way or another, the Commanders are going to land the UCLA pass rusher. I think that gets home. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Nick Baumgartner for joining us. Thank you to James Crippia for joining us. Thank you to Carl Alzer.
You called
for
the man five different names.
Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to White Brian for joining us. Clearly, the kid's got better things to do. Thank you to Toby for joining us. Thanks to the boys in the aquarium. Thanks to everybody that called.
I think Rose don't like you, Jay.
Really, really fun day. I can't wait for Monday. We'll know the draft results. Maybe who knows what other news could emerge. Grant and Danny live at Pupatella next. You made it this far. Toby owes you a beer.